Out. It's 8:12. I'm John Matthews, and I received word this morning that there was police activity over at the Occupy Eureka movement encampment over at the courthouse. And on the phone now is the interim police chief, Merle Harpham. Good morning, Chief.
Morning.
So you are over at the courthouse right now, and what happened?
Right.
What happened this morning?
Well, we came in and removed the camp, all the tents and whatnot. Actually, the SWAT crew from the sheriff's office removed most of them for us, and we've got them stored, marked them all, and we're holding them for people to come and find.
So how many people were out there this morning when you moved in?
Oh, boy, you know, I don't know. I'm making a guess at this point that I'd say somewhere around 22 people were arrested.
And this morning they were arrested for illegally camping, or what was the charge?
Yeah, most of them were for illegal camping, some for resisting, and one for assault, deadly assault on a police officer.
Deadly assault?
Right.
And so what did that look like?
Well, it was a huge rock he threw at the officer.
Oh, wow.
And then the same subject... earlier had jumped on an officer's back while he was trying to make an arrest.
Can you give me that person's name? Who was that?
I can't give you anybody's name right now because they're all up in the jail. A lot of them gave everybody this, was given the same name, Olson. They were given the last name Olson. I think it's Scott Olson, I think the name they were using.
Is that a reference that I don't... that I'm not familiar
well,
with?
Well, yeah, Scott Olson, I think, was the kid that was hit by a projectile down in...
In Oakland, right. Okay,
Oakland.
Iraq War veteran. Okay, that's
right.
And he suffered that head trauma. This morning, what time did you move into the camp?
4 o'clock, I'd say, somewhere right around 4.
And how many officers did you have move in this morning?
I don't know. We had officers from our department. We had several from Arcata PD. We had several from the Highway Patrol and quite a few from the Sheriff's Office.
Now, you did this last week, and it was last Monday morning. You had confiscated a number of tents and then said that the people could hang out there and protest if they wanted to, but they just couldn't camp. And then it was my understanding that at some point during the week, some tents came back, and over the weekend they were there. So,
we were trying to deal with them. Yeah, we were trying to prevent them from coming back, and we were doing a pretty good job for a couple of days. And then when the officers came in, the people were getting more aggressive, and we didn't have enough hand officers to deal with them. They were getting very aggressive towards the officers, so we just said, we'll just, you know, sit back and make a plan and come back in again on Monday.
And what happens now? Since last time, they seemed persistent, and they'll probably come back at some point. What is your plan to deal with that?
Well, we're just going to have to try and stay on top of it, and hopefully the county is going to secure the area a little better.
In what way?
Well, I think the plan is to put up a fence around the area where the lawn is, right? Where they've basically ruined the lawn. There is no lawn anymore. They've brought in a lot of chips and they killed the grass in a lot of areas.
Now, when you say a fence, are you talking a chain link fence?
I don't know what the county is going to do on that. I hope it's something more substantial. They put a tent up last week, and of course it was torn down within a few hours.
And the people that were arrested, what was that number again, the total number?
I'm guessing it's somewhere around 22.
22. So were there people that left just because they were asked to leave and they just dispersed?
No. No, we just, anybody that was in a tent, we didn't let anybody leave the area this time. Last time we allowed them to leave, and this time, we gave them plenty of warning that we're going to be firm this time and take them into custody if they're caught camping.
Okay. And will you have officers on the scene throughout the day to try to prevent people from sort of reoccupying the space?
We'll have a minimum crew, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Yes?
Yeah, you're going to say that... I forget what I was going to say now.
Oh, that's all right. But,
I just did a Perry thing.
Oh, yes, yes.
You did. Governor Perry.
An oops. But and now, is there a sort of a zero-tolerance policy now when it comes to demonstrating on the courthouse lawn? Is there are those days behind us?
No, they can demonstrate all they want as long as they do it lawfully, and they don't try to live here. I mean, we removed dresser girls today and
dressers?
Things like that.
Okay.
Things that I don't know why they would bring in dressers. But and a lot of pallets, there's probably a couple of dozen pallets where they've made a two-room house right here under the palm trees.
That's incredible. But
all wired together, yeah.
Really? So now, just to be perfectly clear about it, so if people want to go down there and demonstrate, they can go down there and demonstrate, but you just can't set up a tent and then sort of set up shop for the long haul. That's not, that will not be tolerated.
Right, no.
Okay.
Yeah. It turned out that most of the people that were here, we're finding out, are transients. And they all gave the story. They were invited to come here by, people that they said they're not, the ones that invited them aren't here.
What? Can you tell me more about that? When you say they were invited, who would have invited them?
They said that they were, people had invited them to come and camp here. And it turned out that most of the people that we contacted, and the jail's finding this out too, is that the people they've dealt with before that are homeless.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you know who would have invited them to camp out on the lawn?
I have no idea. They don't know. They just said they were contacted to come in and camp here because they were found in the various homeless camps, around town, and they were encouraged to come here to stay. And they were very compliant and very cooperative, and they'll be released. They're not going to be held very long, and we know who most of the transients are, and so they'll be released. They'll be the first ones released.
Okay. So just the way that you understand it, the idea is that they were approached somewhere where they were normally sort of living a homeless life and then encouraged to go live on the courthouse lawn by someone. And you
right.
Okay. That's odd.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again, Chief. I appreciate it, and perhaps we'll talk again about this. All right. Take care.
Okay.
That is the interim chief, Merle Harpum, over at the courthouse, and they cleared away another encampment this morning. And you can read more about this later today through the Lost Coast Outpost. I'm sure Hank will update it. He is over there right now. Hank, are you with me now on the phone?
I am.
Okay. So have you spoken to the any occupiers out there now that things have been dispersed, or what are they saying?
Yeah, there's about four people on the corner here with signs. They're saying that, probably a fairly similar tale to what Mr. Harpum, Chief Harpum, just told you. About 10 to 5, the police came, a multi-agency, sheriffs, the Eureka Police Department, California Highway Patrol, and the Arcata PD, apparently, and started making arrests. This fellow, James Decker, I believe it is. He was here. He was on his way somewhere else and was told to withhold, or you had received order that
I got a phone call from one of my compatriots here to come back because we were being raided.
And then he came back and started witnessing arrest, started videotaping, I believe. Is that right?
At 5 o'clock, I turned my camera on, started filming the police officers. There was Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Department, and Eureka Police Department that I witnessed begin dismantling our camp and taking down our protest signs.
And shortly after that, I guess the arrest began, yeah?
The arrests were already in progress. One of our young men, when I arrived, was already in handcuffs on this side of the road. Another gentleman who is a houseless person with cerebral palsy was arrested. They took his walker away from him and hauled him off to jail.
Yeah. Apparently, John, are you there?
I'm here, of course.
Yeah. Apparently, Chief Harpum, Mr. Decker, Chief Harpum was just telling us that that someone had attacked. There was one person who had thrown a large rock at the police. Did you see anything like that happen?
What I saw happen was the police charged across the street, threw two of our members to the ground. A sheriff's officer swung his baton at him. twice, once forward, once backwards. I did not see any rocks being thrown. I'm not saying that the rocks weren't, but I did not witness that.
Also, Chief Harpham, now you were going to a couple of blocks away at the time. You said you were going back to your house.
I was going to my house to get another memory card.
Running out of memory is always a problem. Chief Harpham was saying to us just now that a number of the campers, the people who were camped here, were transients known to the department. He said that that people, houseless people, had been asked to come down here. Someone had called them to ask them to come and camp on the courthouse, say, okay, this is where the camping has happened. This is according to Chief Harpham. Do you know anything about that?
We here at Occupy Eureka have always been open to folks. We've been feeding the homeless down here. We've been allowing homeless people to join our encampment to sleep. We encourage all people to come down and join us, whether you have a home or you don't have a home.
So there was no specifically saying, okay, this is where everybody should come down here. Because we
actually recommended to the people that are regularly houseless, if they had been in contact and interfaced with law enforcement before, we actually recommended that they not stay here because we were anticipating a police raid. So we didn't want them to lose their possessions again, and we didn't want them to get into long-term police problems. So we were not actively recruiting homeless people to come here.
I guess I only have one last question, Mr. Decker. I've forgotten it. Mr. Harpham. Why were the... when the police came down here last week, they said, you can stand, you can protest, everything will be cool. There's no problems, just no tents, no camping. In your view, why was it necessary to camp on the courthouse lawn?
The Occupy movement is about occupying space, reclaiming the public commons. This is public space. The tents are part of our message. There is no safe haven in America. There is no place for houseless folks to sleep. They have criminalized sleeping in America. They have criminalized going to the bathroom. On the day they came to first raid our camp, I was inside that afternoon speaking to the Board of Supervisors, trying to get them to allow us, at our expense, to place a portage on out here so there wouldn't be a sanitation problem. And they all smiled and grinned and waved while they had their minions in the back room plotting to come and arrest us in the middle of the night. So we tried to negotiate in good faith. We've exchanged letters. And this is what we get. Police in riot gear show up at 4 in the morning.
Well, I think, did you have any more questions, John, for Mr. Decker?
Well, I have one for you, Hank. Could you ask around about my man, Alex Krug? I spoke to him last Monday, and I sent
him... Oh, that's right.
Yes, exactly. And I'd sent him a text this morning asking for an update because he's my occupier on the inside. And I wonder if he's been caught up in this sweep. But
I'm not sure, but yes, I will ask you.
Yeah, just ask around. All right, well, keep me informed and let me know what is happening out there, and I'll see you soon here in the office.
That sounds good, John.
All right, that's Hank Sims from Lost Coast Outpost. More on what has happened over at the courthouse later through the Lost Coast Outpost and also here on 94.1 Case Log.